My name is Ayla Brown. I'm 17 years old from Rentham, Massachusetts. I go to Noble and Greenough School in Dedham, Mass., where I'm a senior in high school. And people would probably know me from at first playing basketball and then from being on TV show American Idol.
What, of the two, in basketball and American Idol, sort of the two big things that people probably know you from most, which would you say you have more room to grow in?
I have a lot of growing to do in both of them. For basketball, I have so many things to work on, my ball handling, defense, shooting, almost everything. And same thing with singing. I have a lot to work on, my stage presence, my vocal range, the way I dress myself and present myself. So it's definitely all related. I have a lot to work on in both of the fields.
So, have you sort of gotten back into a routine, or is it still sort of the whirlwind going on?
A little bit of both. Emotionally, I've gotten over the fact that I've become eliminated from American Idol, and it took a little while. It took about a week to kind of get over my emotions, but now I'm just really glad to be home and glad to be interacting with people every day and been doing appearances and speaking at children's schools and just having a ton of fun interacting with people, and that's what I love to do most, so it's almost second nature to me. But I have also, things with American Idol and appearances like that have been going on, but also school. I'm back at school, and people don't treat me differently there. It's just Ayla Brown, the same old Ayla Brown that I was before. So it's nice to be back in an environment where people don't really look at me differently. Since I'm eliminated, I can talk about almost anything, not in interview settings, but to my friends. They're my best friends. Of course I'm going to tell who I like, and, we honestly were so close that it's hard to find anything bad to say about anyone. But I did have people who I were closer to, who I was closer to.
Who was that?
I would say, well, the funny thing, I was really close with Becky and Stevie before they got eliminated because we were all so tall. Becky was 5'10", Stevie was 5'11", and I'm 6 feet. So all three of us were like the triple towers. So they were probably my two closest friends.
Like in grade school, lining you up for the class photos.
I know, and it was so great because I had actually two people to stand next to without looking awkward in front of the camera when they did the camera roll, you know what I mean? Because I was always the tallest one.
So, is Simon really a jerk, or does he just play one on TV?
I have no idea. We didn't get to interact with them, any of them, on a personal level at all. So I have no idea what he's like or if he's mean or not. I just know what he's like on TV, and that is, he knows what he's saying. It's just the way he says it. So he definitely has a lot of points to make, and he makes them without any hesitation. I think you can compare it to a coach criticizing you when you're playing basketball. They always are going to say something either negatively or positively, but usually it's always to make you better. And I feel as though Simon, he was the one who I looked to make myself better. And I definitely agree. Whenever I got to him, I was almost expecting something negative to come out of his mouth in terms of critiquing, because that's what he does. That's what he's known for. And I think any contestant can agree with me in saying that they were also nervous as well for when it got to him. But I don't dislike him at all. My dad, we would play, probably in about fourth grade is when he started teaching me the fundamentals of the game, and I'd gotten past the layup stage, and I was like, okay, I know how to do a left-hand layup, I know how to do a right-hand layup, and he would teach me to how to do reverse layups, under the basket, actually going up like this, with the basket behind you, and I thought he was the craziest man on the earth. I had never seen this done in a basketball game. I had no idea what he was talking about. And he was like, Ayla, you need to learn this. I swear it'll help you. And I would get so frustrated because I couldn't do it that I would throw my ball at him because he'd be like, you can do it, come on, or come on, you loser. Just like joking around with me, getting me motivated to try it, just like he's always done for my whole life. And finally, now that's my signature move. I use it anytime I'm under the basket to fake people out. Like, I'll go one way, then come back up and reverse under the basket. And That's definitely my signature move, and it took a long time to get used to it, though.